Residents of Fort Mill, Clover, TKK, and York headed to the polls yesterday to make their voices heard. Fort Mill Mayor Gwen Savage defeated Brett McNabb by 600 votes. She talked about what put her over the top.
I believe that the folks that know me were very kind in allowing me the opportunity to continue the good work that we've started. And I do think that the folks that opposed us brought some things to the table that we will work on. And we will work to reunite our community and move forward in a positive direction.
Chris Moody defeated Mark DeHaes, who's by 1,000 votes for the Ward 4 seat in Fort Mill. He said that this victory was personal for him.
I had a group of people that were very hostile towards me and my family. I mentioned that in my radio interview, and I'm not going to go negative tonight because the town deserves it to be positive. The campaign really for me started on May 22nd, the day that my home was threatened. That day, I sat at my desk at work, and I made a list of 50 names. And I said, I need to start raising money.
Mike Fuser defeated Eddie Lee to become the new mayor of York by 36 votes. He said he had a lot of help through the process.
From many members of the community, I had financial help, I had spiritual help. I just had a lot of guidance given to me to get me to this point.
Craig Holmes won the race to become the mayor of Clover with 361 votes against 310 write-in votes. Mayor Holmes talked about when he got wind of a possible write-in candidate as a threat.
I think maybe it started Friday, but officially Sunday evening was the first time that it actually came out.
Gus Machunas and Ryan Richard won the two council seats in TKK. Wes Spurrier, Chris Ferris, and Amy Nevins will each serve four-year terms on Clover Town Council, while Martha Batten, Keon Barber, and Teresa Hurst will serve two-year terms. Lisa Cook had the most votes for the Fort Mill Council at-large seat, but it's not yet clear if she gained enough votes to avoid a runoff with Mike Short.